Chapter 9, Section 2, Unbelief. The Israelites were learning more and more about the Lord. God was faithfully providing them with food and water. The Bible tells us that God even made their shoes especially durable. They didn't wear out. The Israelites now had a moral code by which to live. Although observing the Ten Commandments did not result in acceptance with God, it did provide a standard of right living that united the nation. They knew what was right and what was wrong. God had also shown His mercy by providing a way to be accepted through the blood sacrifice. You would think the Israelites would have been eternally grateful for all that the Lord was doing for them. If they were grateful, their outward actions didn't demonstrate it. They began to grumble again. In case we should take a self-righteous attitude and think that it was only the Israelites who were hard-headed grumblers, we must remember that we are made out of the same flesh and blood. In a very real sense, the Israelites were functioning as representatives of the entire human race. As such, they were becoming much better acquainted with God each year, but the knowledge they gained also brought additional responsibility. The Bible says,
"From everyone who has been given much, much will be demanded. And from the one who has been entrusted with much, much more will be asked." Luke 12:48b.
Collectively, the Israelites now knew more about God than any other nation on earth.
They traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea to go around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the desert? There is no bread, there is no water, and we detest this miserable food." Numbers 21:4-5.
These accusations were not true. God was providing for all their needs. The problem was that they weren't satisfied. They wanted more. They wanted better. They felt the need to upgrade. Instead of trusting God to provide for their needs and asking Him for help, they grumbled and demanded more. In the past, God had repeatedly overlooked their sin. He had been gracious. But, nevertheless, God does judge sin. The Israelites were no longer beginners in their relationship with their Creator-owner. They had learned a lot about God. But now they were behaving like ill-mannered, spoiled children, whining and fussing.
Then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people and many Israelites died. Numbers 21:6.
So judgment came in the form of poisonous snakes. Sin has its consequences. From the very beginning, God had said sin would lead to death, physical, relational, and eternal. Now that truth was graphically illustrated as many died. The Israelites were desperate and realized that only God could save them from His punishment. They couldn't help themselves. They were helpless.
The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray that the Lord will take the snakes away from us." Numbers 21:7a.
God's purpose in judgment is to bring about a change of attitude, a change of mind. In the Bible, this change is described by the word repent. Only during this life on earth can people repent and be heard by God. After physical death, when the sinner is facing judgment in the lake of fire, it is too late to have a change of mind. The Israelites recognized that they had sinned, so they repented and asked God to deliver them. They were trusting God again.
So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it up on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." So Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole. Then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake, he lived. Numbers 21:7b-9.
Moses wasn't using medical genius to heal his stricken followers. It was God who healed those who believed Him and followed His instructions. The serpent on the pole was not some sort of mind-over-matter gimmick. God was simply giving the Israelites an opportunity to demonstrate that they believed Him. When an Israelite was bitten, all he had to do was turn and look at the bronze serpent and he would be healed. With that look, the individual expressed his faith in God, that he believed what God said to be true. Let's suppose one fellow was bitten and did not look at the bronze serpent. Instead, he told his neighbors, "Old Moses is really demented. If he thinks looking at that ridiculous snake is going to heal a venomous bite, he's got to be crazy. I don't believe it." Such a person would have died, not only because of his snake bite, but also because he did not believe God. God honors faith, but judges unbelief. It is important to understand that God holds us responsible for all that we understand of Him. We are accountable for what we know. For many of the Israelites, these incidents must have been a constant reminder of their personal failing to keep the 10 laws perfectly. For some, that failing had the end effect of driving them back to God, seeking His mercy. God had illustrated that pathway to forgiveness with the tabernacle.